In France, the country's largest undertaker now estimates 15,000 people died in this summer's Euro heat wave. The official government estimate was smaller, about 11,000 deaths. There is a tough French government report this week, blaming the deaths on several factors. Among them, hospitals were left understaffed when doctors went on August vacations. Earlier, I called Deputy Editor Charles Lambourschini of the French newspaper Le Figaro. And of this reasoning, Charles said, non.
I think it's the latest alibi of the powers that be, who are the first culprits, because you had the ministers talking from their vacation homes, saying that everything was fine and dandy, and now they're complaining about the doctors. But the doctors in private practice have organized permanent people to be on duty, and
they don't just abandon their practice when they go on vacation. They leave someone to kind of answer the phone and check.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course. And the problem was first in the hospitals, where we have this stupid law that was enacted by the socialist government, the previous government, that says you're allowed to work only 35 hours a week. The idea being that more people would be hired and employed, but since there's no money in the public budget, you have less people working, and therefore less people to take care of the sick and the dying.
Charles, we're 10 days into September now. I wonder if the French are already forgetting about the heat wave of August and these deaths, or if this is such shocking news, so many people dying, that perhaps this event and incident will have the power to transform society in some way.
Yes. First of all, there will be political consequences. A number of ministers will have to quit. Secondly, the hospitals will have to think over very seriously how to compensate for this 35-hour work week. And thirdly, there will be new laws enacted that will take into consideration the fact that the baby boom people will be soon retired.
Wow.
And given the huge numbers that they represent, efforts will have to be made not only in the health sector, but also in pensions and retirement. There's talk now of convincing people to work more if they want to have as high a pension as they used to have.
Charles, the heat wave was really in many places in Europe. Why is it that we read so much about the catastrophic consequences in France and not other places?
Because obviously not enough had been done regarding those huge numbers of old age people as far as health is concerned. What we didn't take into account is that you have more and more people over 60, more and more people over 80, and that these are the people we should take care of. We should invest huge amounts of money for the protection of this new generation of people who will be between 80 and 100 years old for the next generation to become a majority.
Charles Lambourschini, deputy editor of the French daily Le Figaro. Merci, Charles.
Thank you.